Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas is in Vienna.
There's no question that key disputes remain, including the pace of sanctions relief. Also, inspectors' access to Tehran's military and nuclear facilities, still very sensitive issues. Progress has been made this week. The talks are now at the ministerial level, so we have had foreign ministers from all six negotiating powers here. Also, Tehran's officials are here, and those kinds of talks are expected to continue throughout the weekend. Reporting from Vienna, Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.
Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a Tuesday deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no in Sunday's referendum on whether the country should accept European bailout terms. Three recent polls of likely voters put the yes vote narrowly ahead of no. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing Tuesday to meet a deadline for repaying $1.8 billion owed to the International Monetary Fund. Witnesses say Boko Haram militants have executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Also, heavy gunfire heard on the edges of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Boko Haram blamed for several attacks this week and the killing of more than 150 people, deadliest wave of violence since President Buhari took office in May. This is VOA News. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events today after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats aimed to the July 4th holiday. Douglas Price is with the FBI.
You know, you can have some person in their mom's basement on a computer becoming radicalized and never have to go anywhere, never leave their house. And that's the challenge for us in law enforcement, is that type of person.
Terror acts last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the Independence Day holiday in the U.S. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for the Tunisia and the Kuwait attacks. And Syrian observers are saying that the ancient Muslim antiquities from Palmyra that Islamic State said it took from a smuggler and then destroyed may have been fakes. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday the so-called smuggler may be an Islamic State member. It says Islamic State may be planning to sell the original statues and the ones being smashed in photographs released by the militants as fake. Even so, the chief of the UN's cultural organization, UNESCO, is condemning Islamic State's apparent destruction of Muslim artifacts. Philippine authorities say the death toll from a ferry accident has now risen to 50 and at least five are remaining missing. More than 140 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the ship went down Thursday, just minutes out of Ormoc City on its regular route to the Camotes Islands. An initial investigation suggests a combination of bad weather and human error led to that accident. President Obama will be meeting with Vietnam's Communist Party leader at the White House on Tuesday for talks on trade and other issues. Nguyen Phu Trong is the first Vietnamese communist leader to visit the U.S. He'll be arriving shortly after the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War between his country and the United States. Solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii on Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific, riskiest leg of the 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using any fuel. Pilots flew to Hawaii after an unscheduled month-long stop in Japan because of bad weather. Andre Boschberg is one of the plane's two pilots.
And when we had to decide together when was the right time to leave Japan, it was a tough decision because you go into the unknown. You don't know. You don't know if it's feasible. You don't know if it's possible. You don't know if you are going to lose the airplane.
Solar Impulse 2's brainchild of Boschberg and Bertrand Piccard, who began the project in 2002.
That's the latest world news from VOA.